Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Says the Sunwave Gas and Power Mets postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network, as the Mets beat the Royals 4-1. The highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Jacob DeGrom against Jacob Junis, and the Mets did get some runners on early against Junis. A two-out single in the first, a leadoff single in the second, a hit batsman with two out in the third inning, but the Mets couldn't get anybody across. And meanwhile, Jacob DeGrom wasn't letting anybody get on base. DeGrom retired the first 10 consecutive batters that he faced until Alex Gordon received a one-out walk in the bottom of the fourth inning. And then Hunter Dozier just pushed the ball through the right side. That moved Gordon all the way to third. And the Royals had met on first and third with one out. And their cleanup batter, Jorge Soler, coming up.
1-0. Swing and a tick right side. Off the backhand sweeping glove of Alonso. It wilts rear of the mound. A break from third. Gordon scores up to second. Dozier. It's 1-0 Royals.
Soler was given an RBI for that, even though there was an error on the play against Alonso. The runner from third base, Gordon, broke home. And because of that, the RBI was given to Soler. And also because of that, Jacob DeGrom received an earned run to his ledger instead of an unearned run. That's just bookkeeping. Kansas City had the lead, 1-0. And after that, DeGrom got out of the inning thanks to a swiftly turned double play by the Mets middle infield, Luis Guillorme to Joe Panik to Pete Alonso for a 6-4-3 twin killing on Chesler Cuthbert. The Mets behind 1-0 as they entered the top of the fifth, but they immediately went to work against Jacob Junis. And it was the bottom of the order, Juan Lagares and Aaron Altherr, who came through with base hits for Altherr. He's just 5-for-57 now this year, but a single behind Lagares' base hit began the fifth inning. And even though Ahmed Rosario hit into a double play, the Mets didn't give up with two outs. They had a runner on third, and Joe Panik was able to come through. Pitch. Panik rounds up the middle. That might sneak through. It does. A base hit for Panik. Lagares scores from third, and the Mets get a two-out run. Joe Panik finding a hole in right center field as Whit Merrifield was played over toward first. He couldn't reach that ball, shading up the middle. And for Panik, a much-needed run batted in for the Mets, his second RBI in a Mets uniform. And this game is tied. It's 1-1. So Joe Panik gets the run batted in. He brings home Lagares, and the game was even. Jacob DeGrom picked up right where he left off after the first three innings went exactly his way. So did the next two. DeGrom only allowed one hit through the first six innings of this game. No doubt he painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. The Mets needed to give DeGrom some breathing room, and they finally would in the top of the seventh with one out. Once again, Lagares was the offense's kickstarter. He singled. Aaron Altherr then got hit by a pitch, a breaking ball from Jacob Junis that hung inside and clipped Altherr off the side of his helmet. He was fine, and he took his base, allowing the Mets to have runners on first and second with nobody out. Jake Newberry then entered the game. He walked Ahmed Rosario with one away, and then the Mets had the bases loaded to bring up what would have been Joe Panik, but Ned Yost went back to his bullpen. Tim Hill, the sidewinding left-hander, entered and struck out the pinch hitter J.D. Davis. Then he almost gave up a grand slam to Pete Alonso. Alonso crushed one down the right field line that was just barely fouled. The Mets weren't even really sure. They asked for a replay review, but the replay showed that they couldn't really determine whether it was fair or foul, although the Mets fans down in the right field corner, the seven line, were tweeting that it was a foul ball. So I guess it was a good call. And Pete Alonso was still at the plate now with two strikes on him. Ended up being a full count, and Alonso would push one up the middle. That gave the Mets the lead.
Bases loaded, two down. 3-2, runners go, swing and a ground ball up the middle, it trickles in shallow center, gathered by Merrifield, fired to the plate with a run in, cut off by Hill, and a second run scores. Altair on his backside, slides across the plate, right after Lagares. Two-run contact up the middle by Pete Alonso, a 3-1 Mets lead in the seventh inning.
And the Mets taking the lead as Alonso gave the Mets the advantage with a base hit that just found the right spot up the middle. Whit Merrifield, ranging to his right, made a backhand stop, then threw to the plate as one run had already scored. But Aaron Altair could have been out if it weren't for Tim Hill, the pitcher, inexplicably cutting off the throw. So the Mets got two runs batted in for Alonso, 93 RBIs on the year, the most by a Mets since 2012, and a 3-1 lead at that point. Jacob DeGrom would get through the seventh inning as DeGrom would give up a couple of base hits, but then Cuthbert hit into another double play. And that helped the Mets out, certainly. Luis Guillorme with a very laser-quick turn of the twin killing in that seventh inning to retire Cuthbert at first after Ruben Tejada initially bobbled the ball. Then Brett Phillips walked, but DeGrom struck out Ryan O'Hearn as Jacob would end up with five strikeouts in this game. He now has a National League leading 194 strikeouts for the year. And he was able to get through seven with just one run allowed on three hits. The Mets with a 3-1 lead, and they were hoping to add to it in the later innings, and they would in the top of the eighth after the first two men were retired by Jacob Barnes. Luis Guillorme singled with two outs, and then Juan Lagares would get his third hit of the game. Pitch. That's lined to right. Starting back is Dozier, and he reaches out. He can't get it. It's over his head. It bounces to the fence. Guillorme rounds third. He heads home. Lagares on his way to third. Throw goes that way. Diving into third with a triple is Juan Lagares on a misplayed line drive in right by Hunter Dozier. And the Mets extend their lead. It's 4-1 here in the eighth inning. And finally, the Mets' first extra base hit of this series. It comes in the second game in the eighth inning. It was the Mets' 18th hit of the series. The first 17 were all singles, and finally with Juan Lagares ripping a line drive that Dozier froze on and then had go over his head, the Mets had a 4-1 lead. Lagares with his third hit of this game, his 11th hit in 21 at-bats on this road trip. That was his first triple of the year. It also gave the Mets their insurance run of the game, presented by Hiram Cohen & Son, celebrating 100 years and four generations of insurance excellence. Visit HiramCohen.com. In the bottom of the eighth, Justin Wilson would give up a one-out base hit to Nicky Lopez, but got a couple of fly balls off the bats of Merrifield and Gordon that found gloves of Altair and Lagares to end that eighth inning. And then it was Seth Lugo with a three-run lead to protect in the bottom of the ninth. Lugo coming off maybe his worst outing of the year in Atlanta the other day, but no ill effects from that tonight. He struck out the first batter, Hunter Dozier. He got Jorge Soler to fly out to center. And then it was Chesler Cuthbert to finish it. The 1-0. Pops it up. Left center field. Tejada is out. Lagares is in. Lagares takes over. He makes the catch. Mets win. They take the middle game of this three-game series. They beat the Kansas City Royals 4-1.